The Tale of Seal and Octopus. In the depths of the ocean, where the coral reefs swayed to the rhythm of the currents, lived a seal named Seabreeze. She was known for her sleek skin, which shone like the brightest pearl, and her playful antics that brought joy to all who saw her. Seabreeze loved to swim through the kelp forests, chasing after schools of silvery fish that darted just out of reach. But she never thought twice about her speed and agility. She was convinced that she was the fastest creature in the sea. One day, as Seabreeze swam through a particularly narrow channel, she came across an octopus named Oceana. Oceana's eight arms rippled like the waves as she settled onto the ocean floor to begin her day. "Good morning, Zile," said Oceana with a wise glint in her eye. "What brings you to my home today?" Seabreeze laughed, thinking that the octopus was just trying to be friendly. "I'm on my way to catch some fish for breakfast," she replied. "I'm so fast I can catch them in no time." Oceana chuckled, a low rumble that shook her very body. "Ah, yes, speed is indeed a useful trait," she said. "But don't you think it's time to learn about patience and strategy?" Seabreeze laughed even harder. "What do you mean?" she asked, not thinking that the octopus might actually be serious. "I mean that speed can only take you so far," Oceana explained. "When you're racing through a narrow channel like this one, you don't have to worry about obstacles or unexpected currents. But what happens when the water gets choppy and the fish scatter? You'll be left swimming blind with no idea where they are." Seabreeze snorted in dismissal. "That's not true," she said. "I'm a skilled hunter. I know exactly how to catch my prey." Oceana just smiled knowingly. "Ah, but that's exactly the problem, my dear Zeal. You're relying on your speed alone. What if you were to slow down and observe your surroundings? What if you listened to the whispers of the ocean itself?" Seabreeze thought for a moment, her confidence beginning to waver. She had never really considered anything other than speed before. The two creatures swam through the channel together, Oceana pointing out all sorts of hidden dangers and clever hiding spots. As they swam, Seabreeze began to realize that there was more to being a skilled hunter than just speed. But it wasn't until they came across a massive school of fish, darting through a narrow crevice in the coral reef, that Seabreeze truly understood Oceana's wisdom. In a flash, she tried to chase after them, but the currents were too strong and the fish vanished into thin air. Oceana chuckled again. "Ah, I told you so," she said with a twinkle in her eye. Seabreeze looked at the octopus with newfound respect. She realized that Oceana had been right all along. Speed was just one tool in the toolbox of being a skilled hunter. As they continued their journey together, Seabreeze learned all about the importance of strategy and patience from Oceana, and she discovered that when you take the time to listen to your surroundings, to observe the world around you, and to think carefully before acting, you can catch even the most elusive prey. The moral. From that day forward, Seabreeze swam through the ocean with a new sense of respect for her fellow creatures. She learned to balance her speed with patience and strategy, using all of her skills to navigate the complex world beneath the waves. And whenever she came across an obstacle or an unexpected challenge, she would take a moment to pause and listen to the whispers of the ocean itself. For in the end, it was not just about being fast, but about being wise and using all of your tools to succeed. As Oceana had said, the greatest treasure is not gold or pearls, but wisdom and patience.